This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:49 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana, Shaoning and Philip. Now, recently, the Malaysia Competition Commission, or MyCC, revealed that it was investigating over 500 companies suspected of bid rigging in government procurement involving tenders worth more than 2 billion ringgit.
Now, in fact, at the launch of the MyCC Strategic Plan 2021 to 2025, the Commission said it was investigating several industry players, specifically in the logistics sector and ports, who may be involved in cartels, as well as the multiple competition issues that they're facing. Meanwhile, the Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Ministry is in the process of amending the Competition Act 2010 and Competition Commission Act 2010 to empower MyCC officers with the authority needed to deal with competition issues more effectively in a very fast-changing economic landscape.
So to give us an update on this investigation and also the potential implications of the changes to both these competition acts, we have none other than the CEO of MyCC, Iskandar Ismail, on the line. Good morning, Iskandar. Thanks very much for joining us today. So I want to start with the bid rigging investigation. The headline number was 500 companies involved in 2 billion ringgit worth of tenders. Can you give us a sense of the type and nature of companies involved and what these tenders pertained to? What is the investigation looking at?
Hi, good morning, guys. How's Shaoning? Hi. Thank you for inviting me. With regards to your question, these companies are operating in various industries such as ICT, construction, services, supply of goods, and others. These companies bid in various procurement projects offered by ministries and government agencies. So we detected through the complaints that we receive from various parties, including the ministries themselves.
So what are the different approaches or tactics that companies have adopted to almost like rig these big bids?
Well, they are very creative people. They've been doing this for quite some time. They use their families and friends and or acquaintances, or maybe their associations where they meet other competitors, and then they start to talk to each other, and then they will set up maybe few shell companies, and then gang up together to collude and manipulate the bidding system. There are a few ways for them to carry out this bid rigging. The most popular one is bid rotation. They take turns to win. So they will meet and they will agree, okay, for this phase one, okay, A will win. The rest will, basically put the highest, prizes. And then they also can do bid withdrawal, whereby everybody will participate in the bid. But at the last minute, before maybe 1 or 2 weeks before the agency makes its decision, they will withdraw themselves, but leaving one or two companies that have been chosen to win. And then they can do subcontracting also. So means that they gang up together, and then somehow they said, okay, if you... carry out this non-confirming bids. If I win, I will subcontract to you the tender itself.
Yeah, it's so interesting. There's so many ways someone can rig the bid. I wonder, in your view, right, after you do all these investigations and the penalties are in place, what is the quantum and basis of these fines and penalties if they are found guilty?
The penalties is... In accordance with our Act, Section 40 states that we can impose a financial penalty up to 10% of the worldwide revenue. They say, Philips, if they make 100 million from the tender itself, yeah, so we can take away 10 million, up to 10 million from their coffer. Yeah, and then that's not the end. At the same time, we can issue other direction appropriate, which we find appropriate to stop the infringement. For instance, we can ask the ministry to blacklist them. Yeah.
Okay. So, so blacklisting is going to be an option on the table to punish these companies that have been found in violation of competition laws. Can you share with us a timeline about when the probe will be completed? And, you know, should we expect that you will make these companies public, the ones that have been found to be in violation?
Okay. We are targeting to complete quite a few investigations within next year. Yeah, because it involves, as you see, it involves more than 500 companies. Yeah, worth, you know, in relation to tenders worth more than 2 billion ringgit. So it's not an easy task, but we will complete quite a few of them by next year, because we have started, actually we have started quite a, you know, few months ago. After, especially after the, you know, there's no MCO anymore, and then we have restarted the activities, the investigation activities. So yeah, you will see as next year in the media.
But Iskandar, isn't the key thing actually to stop this from happening in the first place? Because ultimately, right, the consumer pays the price if there is any rate picking. So should the laws be changed? I mean, what can be done then?
You see, you have to understand, you see, Competition Act was enacted in 2010, but it was enforced in 2012. At that point of time, our government somehow recognized bid rigging as an infringement. So, but all these people, I can say that they are cartel members. They have been doing it for many years, yeah? So the next thing that we're going to do, besides investigating them, we're going to amend our laws. We want to improve our laws so that it'll be more efficient and effective for us to enforce the law against them. Yeah. After 10 years of enforcing the laws, we see that, you know, there are loopholes here and there in our laws. That's why we want to rectify the weaknesses in the law.
What are those loopholes? Could you just share a bit? Where do you think you would like to rectify those weaknesses?
So, for instance, you know, when we carry out down rates, yeah, there are limited powers that are given to us. We want more powers because they are getting more sophisticated. It is not just about, you know, WhatsApp and you know, document, you know, the usual document. They are more than that. Yeah. So, you see, they always try to be a step ahead of us. So with the laws being amended, then I think we may have rooms to improve on how to complete the investigation as soon as possible.
Do you know when these amendments will actually take place?
Next year. Okay, we are hoping, you see, we have started the amendment process since 2019, but because of pandemic, it has to be, put aside first. You know, not only supply chain has been disrupted and all over the world, but also, you know, our amendment process. Yeah, so we are trying our best to get it done by mid next year. You see, and then the amendment also covers the other aspect of our new power. We want to include the mergers regime, mergers and acquisition regime. This will be big. Yeah. As you know, yesterday, this news came out, you know, Grab is about to buy over Jaya Grocer. And then recently before that, Munchies has been bought by Universal Robina. The Philippines company, yeah, about 1.9 billion, worth of purchase. Just imagine a confectionery or biscuits company has been bought over by another rival in Philippines for 1.9 billion ringgit. That's quite a lot of money, yeah. And then before that, Tesco.
But it's kind of just one question. All this, I mean, are you going to then clamp down on free markets, though? You know, what's the delicate balance?
It's not about clamping down the market. It's about to ensure that the competition is there. We don't want the mergers to lessen the competition in the market. There are not many players, you know, for some industries. There are not many players. If we let the mergers happen, and then all is left, maybe one or two players. And then the question of monopoly or dominant issues will arise.
Yeah.
All right, so, Iskandar, I'm going to have to cut you off there because we're heading into the 8 a.m. news bulletin. But thanks very much for sharing the progress and the work that MyCC is doing. I think we're going to have a lot more conversations in the year to come. That was Iskandar Ismail, CEO of the Malaysia Competition Commission, talking to us about the investigations being carried out and also proposed amendments to the various competition acts in operation.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.